Thanks for joining us on this afternoon show. You are with Orchard Fostering, and you're going to be speaking to us today about an event, a fostering event, that is happening here in Athlone. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about Orchard Fostering itself. And let's start from there.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Marion. So as you said, Orchard Fostering, I'm a social care worker with them. We recruit foster carers, we train them and support them. At the minute, we have over 100 young people in our service. So at the minute, there are over 6,000 children in care in Ireland, which over 5,000 of these are in foster care. And I suppose the reason I'm doing these information events this week is because there's only just over 4,500 foster families in Ireland at the minute. So there is a huge shortage of foster families at the minute.
There's a shortage of them. Okay. I suppose, taking a step backwards, why are there so many children in foster care in Ireland? Is this a high number or a low number, given that you're working in the sector? Can you give us a context for the amount of children and why they're taken into care there?
Yeah, so in comparison to like the UK and other countries, there would be kind of similar numbers. I suppose Ireland has a smaller population anyway, so taking that into consideration. So children can come into care for a number of reasons. So it could be due to different types of abuse or neglect. It could come down to that the family, the birth family, actually just needs a bit of support, and the child might just come into care for a short amount of time. It could be due to bereavement in the family, and we're actually seeing some kids coming in from other countries on their own, so they'd be separated children, so they're arriving to Ireland on their own from countries, you know, with war and things like that. So there is like lots of different reasons.
Unaccompanied children.
Yeah, unaccompanied minors. So there is lots of different reasons why a child can end up in care, and it can be for a short period of time or it can be for a longer period of time.
Right, indeed. So basically, did I get that right? I just made a note of it here. You've got 100 children you've placed into foster families. Is that right?
I don't have the exact figures for last year now, but there is, at the minute, we have 100 foster families, so we would have well over 100 children placed with our foster carers going on last year. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the training and support you would be offering families who are thinking about fostering a child?
Yeah, so we are very lucky in Orchard Fostering. We're very well resourced with our levels of staff. We have over 30 staff members. So we have an assessment team, we have a support team, and we have the team that I am on, the social care team. So each foster family, they have a designated link worker, so a support worker, and they would have, when they're coming through the assessment, they have a designated assessment social worker, and then as they progress and they're doing fostering, they have that support worker all the way through, and at times they might be allocated a social care worker, and the social care worker could work with the child or could work with the family or even the family's own birth children. We do tailored training packages for families who might need specific tailored training. We do,
for example,
so we could do training around behaviours, we could do we have play therapists here, we have TheraPlay practitioners. We have my colleague, she specialises in grief and loss, so she could do training around that. So we kind of tailor training to what's needed for the family or the young person.
Right. So put yourself into, I'm just literally putting myself into the shoes of a foster mother. So basically, I would, your organisation will assess me to make sure that I am a person of good standing.
Yeah.
Police check. You would be able to offer me support around particular behavioural issues that I might encounter or might not encounter with a foster child placed in my care. And social care worker. Social care worker, what would your brief be?
So
Kerry?
We would kind of be a bit different to social workers. So we mm-hmm. would work mainly directly with the young people in a therapeutic manner. Mm-hmm. We might offer them support through visits with their family.
Right.
We could help out with attending appointments and transport. Okay. Pieces like that, more kind of direct work with the child or the foster care or family.
Yeah, right. How does that tie up with our current system of social workers? Because there is a statutory duty of care, isn't there? And that's applied to the, that's exercised through TUDSLA. So how do you interface with them, Kerry?
So we work hand in hand with TUSLA. So the TUSLA would be the main governing body. Any kind of reports around them would go straight to them through a portal. They would go out and investigate, and if a child is taken into care, that's where we come in. And when they're looking for a placement for that child to go into care, if they don't have any foster families themselves, they might come to us and look for a foster family.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a designated woman here, Jackie, who would look at the referrals and try and match up a family with the child.
Right, because the briefing I was reading out just before you came on there on air, because this is an area, it's a bit of a grey area, because whereas the IFCA's national body was saying, look, there is a great shortage of statutory social workers, and Andrew Murphy from that project was saying that the absence of an allocated social worker increased the risk to a child in care. Where would you stand on that, Kerry?
Yeah, so I suppose that would go back to TUSLA, and I know TUSLA have a new CEO, Bernard Gloucester. He's in position now about 6 months, and from what I know, he's recognised that and he's accepted that. And that is mm-hmm. something that Bernard Gloucester has mentioned that he's going to work on. For us here in Orchard, every single family mm-hmm. that we have has an allocated social worker. There's no families within our agency that doesn't have an allocated social worker. And our staff ratio is definitely in proportion, I suppose, right. to the legislation and the policies that are in place
right.
to protect the children and families.
Okay, yeah. Indeed, Kerry, in the area of support to foster parents,
yeah.
When they foster a child, do they get an understanding of an assessment of that child's needs?
Yes, they do. So when someone first applies to foster with us, they go through the whole assessment process, and the assessment social mm-hmm. worker kind of looks at different scenarios,
yeah.
that what might come up, what might happen. Then they go through a preparation training,
mm-hmm.
as does the foster family children, if they have children.
Mm-hmm.
They would also go through it. So then there's a broad range of things covered in that preparation training. So then when they get a child, we will provide them with the information that we get from TUSLA.
Mm-hmm.
We can ensure that they are prepared for the child that's going to come into their care,
right.
and based on the information that we receive from TUSLA.
Right, indeed. So what are your top five queries? The content of those queries from foster
yeah.
parents or concerns. What are your top five there, Kerry?
Well, I suppose there's the top five questions that we get from people who are considering
yeah.
fostering. A lot of people think that it rules them out if they've never had children themselves. That's absolutely not true. People think that they're ruled out from fostering because they are a single applicant. If there's a same-sex couple,
right.
think that rules them out. None of those things are true.
So it doesn't matter if you can be single, hetero, with, without children. None of that matters. It's really the character or person of good standing you'll be looking at, is it?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, if that person or that family or that individual
right.
can provide, like, that safe space and the
yeah.
love for the child,
okay.
that would be the main requirement. There are other things, like having a spare bedroom, being
yeah.
over 25,
mm-hmm.
the Garda clearance check, and there is a long assessment process.
Mm-hmm.
To
How long is that process, Carrie, to cut
it
you
could
off?
Be, no, you're okay. It could be 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
Typically made up of 14 visits. There's background checks done.
Mm-hmm.
There's checks done into a lot of things from your past and your current situation, just to make sure, obviously, for the safety of the children, the safety
mm-hmm.
of yourself, that everyone is protected and that.
Right.
So we see a lot of queries about that, like the assessment process and who can and who can't foster.
Right.
Because there's a lot of misconceptions about who can't foster, I suppose.
Who can, who can't, and how long
yeah.
the process is.
Yeah.
How long do children normally stay in foster care?
It can, there's no exact figure. You know, a child could come into care from a day old. A child could come into care at 17 years of age.
A day old? My goodness.
Yes, they could come in at a very, very young age. And I suppose, depending on the circumstances in which they come in, it depends how long they're going to stay in care, whether it's going to be short-term, long-term, and what the court order is for that child. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, Kerry, all of that is a huge amount of information there.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish off by finally asking you, you are holding an event here in Athlone. Can you give us some details on that?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to be in Athlone myself on Thursday evening in St. Kieran's Community Centre, and I'll be there between 6 to 8pm. It's just a drop-in information if anyone wants to come in, have a chat, find out a bit more. I'll have some information packs.
Lovely.
And answer any questions that anyone might have about fostering and the whole process, etc.
Excellent indeed, Kerry. You'll have to get down early to Athlone because there's a certain royal couple that will be travelling past on their way to Galway on that very day, and you don't want to get delayed.
Indeed.
So there you go now, Kerry.
Yes, okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, you're in good company there. So listen, Kerry Hessen from Orchard Fostering, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Just repeat that there is a fostering information session that you will be running on Thursday evening at St. Kieran's Community Centre. What time again?
It's from 6 to 8, and if there's anyone who can't make it, you can pop onto our website, orchardfostering.ie, and there's like a forum there as well. You can ask questions or through our Facebook page.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
Have a good day. Bye-bye
you
now.
You too.